بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد باب التفكير في عظيم مخلوقات الله تعالى قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما أعظكم بواحدة أن تقوموا لله مثنى وفرادى ثم تتفكروا صدق الله العظيم. As is keeping with the norm, after mentioning the heading of the chapter, that is contemplating, pondering over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shortness of the life of this world, etc., Imam Nawawi rahimullah brings forward certain verses of the Qur'an in support of the subject matter. The first verse of the Qur'an, in fact, is an ajeeb verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا. If you translate this, what this means literally is Allah Ta'ala is saying, I give you only one advice. إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا. Wherever we find this type of expression that I'm giving you only one advice, the brevity of it denotes the importance, that this is something very, very important. That in other words, if you practice upon this, the benefit will be very, very great. And what is the advice that we have been given? أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادَى ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا. That is, this expression, تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ, علماء explain, تَقُومُوا بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ. What is the advice Allah Ta'ala is giving us? That establish the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Establish it in such a manner that is in keeping with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. Whatever command of Allah Ta'ala that you carry it out with ikhlas, with sincerity, individually, in groups, and thereafter, pertinent to this chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimullah has brought, that is on contemplating, pondering, ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after you have discharged my command, after you have carried out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ponder, reflect. In other words, take account. Take account of what? Ulama explain, first and foremost, ask yourself, this command of Allah Ta'ala, this salah that I just made, this two rakats, farz of fajr, that I have just performed, Allah Ta'ala is saying, carry out my command, individually or in groups. This is advice that I am giving you. Now ponder, reflect. Have I carried this command out correctly? In keeping with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, is it possible that I can improve in discharging this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And more important, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, we find on the various commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are certain benefits which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. We have to take stock and ask ourselves that, am I acquiring that benefit which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised me? Or is it like majority of us, unfortunately, when it comes to our excess of ibadat, when it comes to us discharging the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for many of us it has become, what our elders say, it's adat, it's ritual, it's customary. I have to make fajr every day, so mashallah I'm making my fajr. But the salah that I was making 10 years ago and salah that I'm making today is absolutely the same. There's hardly any improvement. This concern, this worry is not there amongst us. When it comes to our things of dunya, when it comes to our earning our livelihood, when it comes to our business, we are always taking stock. And this is what this word ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُ means in this context. Take stock, check. Anything we do in dunya, comes to our dressing also, we want to keep up to date. Comes to our education, we want to keep up to date. When it comes to the type of car that I drive, type of house that I'm living in everything else we are taking stock, we are updating, we are improving all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in ibadat also you have to improve. Take stock. For example, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran when it comes to salah, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Allah Ta'ala says, seek the help of Allah. Seek the help of Allah with sabr and with salah. Now how many of us, when we are faced with a problem, when we are faced with a difficulty, we resort to salah? It is mentioned about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, annahu kana idha hazabahu amrun fazi'a ila salah. When any difficulty arose, even financial difficulty, it's mentioned in the tafsir of the verse of the Quran, wa'mur ahlaka bis salati wastabir alayha, la nasaluka rizqa nahnu narzuquk wal aqibatu lit taqwa. That whenever food would run short, when any kana nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wasallam idha nazalahu dhiqun aw amrun, any difficulty, any hardship, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself would resort to salah, and he would encourage his family members to turn to salah. Somebody falls sick at home, do we need 2 rakat salah? We are faced with some financial difficulty, do we need 2 rakat salah? Allah Ta'ala is saying, wasta'inu bis sabri was salah. Seek Allah's help through salah. So this is a great benefit. Allah is promising you, my help will come if you will resort to salah. Now, Allah Ta'ala is saying, tatafakkaru, ponder, reflect, is this quality coming in our lives? Likewise, elsewhere in the Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, aqimis salah. Inna salata tanha anil fakhshai wal munkar. Establish salah. And what will salah do? What will salah do? Inna salah tanha anil fakhshai wal munkar. Lewdness, shamelessness, haram acts, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through this salah, Allah will wean you of that. Allah will remove that from your life. Now this verse of the Quran, coming back to this verse, Allah Ta'ala says, أَنْتَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ establish Allah's command individually, collectively. ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُ now ponder and reflect. I am a musalli for so many years. I am making salah for so many years. Allah says in the Quran that through salah, haram should come out of my life. Through salah, shamelessness should come out of my life. Is it coming out of my life? We find many people are musallis. But from the same salah, from the masjid, we go into an environment in our homes. We've got those shaitan boxes, instrument of fakhsha, instrument of shamelessness. From the masjid we are going towards that. Years and years that thing is in our homes. This salah is not creating an urge within us to remove that from our lives. Kabira guna, major sins that are in our lives, we are making salah. But that salah is not causing those things to come out of our lives. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told about one sahabi that he had the habit of stealing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the question, is he making his salah? Sahaba said, yes. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no problem, that salah will remove that negative quality from his life. We are making salah, these things are not coming out of our lives. Allah has promised in the Quran that through salah, these things will come out of our life. Quran is haq. Quran is haq, it is the truth. If it is not coming out of our lives, what is the problem? The problem, my respected brothers, ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا ponder, reflect. Why is it not coming out of our lives? Because the salah that we are making is not that salah which Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants. It's mentioned in one riwayat, مَنْ لَمْ تَنْهَهُ صَلَاتُهُ عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ فَلَا صَلَاتَ لَهُ. مَنْ لَمْ تَنْهَهُ صَلَاتُهُ عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ فَلَا صَلَاتَ لَهُ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a person is a musalli and shamelessness is not coming out of his life, Allah haram, munkarat, Allah's disobedience, kabira, guna, major sins are not coming out of his life, and he is a musalli, fala salata lahu, that which he is making is not salah. Because Allah's promise is haq. Allah's promise is haq. The question is, how are we discharging this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's mentioned, as Imam Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, especially a person out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is why we are encouraged to come in this environment, come out in the path of Allah, to make mash, to practice, to take stock, how much of these commands are coming in our lives and how are we discharging them. Ma Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah used to say, if a person is out in the path of Allah and the salah of today is not better than the salah of yesterday, then he is not spending his time correctly. Leave salah of today and yesterday, as I mentioned earlier, the salah we were making 10 years ago and today is still the same and we are not worried about it. This verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is saying, I am giving you only one advice. Innama a'idhukum biwahida. When you establish Allah's command, take stock. Take stock. Be concerned. Be concerned. I just made my Fajr Salah. What was the type of Salah I made? Zuhar Salah is coming. Take stock beforehand. And then perform that Salah in such a manner that is pleasing to Allah. Perform that Salah in such a manner that you are conscious that I have discharged something. Then inshallah we'll see those benefits which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in the discharging of His commands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them to us. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.